enter the site with your light. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is.
That's to me, MC, Mr. The Crown.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is.
That's to me, MC, Mr. The Crown.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is.
Greetings, greetings. Once again, it's your boy, Cypher the MC, the Muhammad Ali of MCs. Welcome once again to the Into the Cypher podcast. I'm your host, your guru, your guide on this journey as we continue to be in the best, on this journey to be the best version of ourselves. And I say we because I'm on this journey with you. If you're new to the Into the Cypher podcast, thank you for gracing us with your presence. Kick off your shoes, relax your feet, party on down to the Cypher beat. Again, someone should turn that into a song. I think it'll make a great hit. If you've been rocking with me for a minute, you already know what it is. Thank you for dropping by. Thank you for returning as we have come to another week. We're in the middle of the week here. And God has graced us with another day to be together, to learn from each other, to continue to grow. I just thank you so much. And if you're watching this on YouTube, definitely on the Real Cypher TV, definitely drop a mic on that like button, hit the subscribe, all that good stuff. And before we get into anything, if you're new, hey, just give me a few moments. We got to get through our disclaimers. We got to get through those. I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist. I'm not a family therapist. I'm not a sex therapist. I'm not a relationship expert. I'm not a financial guru or a legal advisor of any kind. I don't have any masters or doctorates on my wall from Harvard. I am just a regular, say it with me now, just a regular Joe Schmo. Just a regular guy giving you the benefit of his experience, my observations of human nature. Shout out to MJ. Come on. As we are on this journey together once again, on this journey called life. And I say we because I'm learning every day and I'm right there with you each and every day. And I realize you could have been anywhere in the world. You most likely are, but you're here with me. And I appreciate that. Shout out to Jay-Z. It's the rock. Now that we have our disclaimers out the way, I bet you're wondering, why do I have this young lady on this Wikipedia page up on the screen here? And you're like, okay, what kind of podcast did I just stumble into? Trust me, like a nice little bow tie, it's all going to come together near the end. Or somewhere in the middle. Somewhere around there. So, as I was thinking about this week's episode, I was thinking to myself how, just in life in general, we all have different experiences. We bring something different to the table, whether it's with a work colleague, whether it's in a relationship of some sort. We are all different. We bring different things that add value in some way, shape, form, or fashion to the lives of others, and they add value to ours. But we all have different experiences. And when I think about experience, I think about oftentimes video games. I'm a big fan of video games. You know, I'm a big kid at heart. Video games, comic books, you know, anime, all that stuff. You know, I grew up with that. You know, I really didn't really get into it as heavy as you know, many people. But when I did start to really get involved with anime and comic books and just, you know, video games, the games, the action really didn't thrill me. It was the story. Like, how does this relate to me? How is this relatable in life? And I realized that whatever form of medium it was, whether it was a comic book or, you know, video game, it's not real. But the pretty much how everything comes together is based off of someone's vision or someone's experience that happened to them. you know, sometimes you got to be a little bit more creative, of course. You know, you got to capture people's attention and all that sort of good stuff. But it has to be creative. So here's the thing. This young lady, her name is Tifa. And she's from one of my favorite, if not my favorite, RPG or role-playing game, for those that are not gamers, of all time, Final Fantasy VII. Now, for those that are familiar with this franchise, it pretty much covers, I think it's up to like 16 or 17 at this point. Been a couple of remakes. They actually had some movies, things of that nature. But Final Fantasy VII is what I fell in love with. It's actually the first Final Fantasy that I actually played. And I didn't play any of the others. Truth be told, I didn't play 1 through 6. Those were the 8-bit or 16-bit versions. You know, pretty much what Super Mario was at the time. You know, that type of gameplay. Final Fantasy VII used kind of a polygon, you know, type of, you know, rendering to kind of, you know, make the characters move, and it was totally different. I mean, the game came out in about 97, so that tells you exactly, you know, giving away my age here. But it's 97, and it was on the PlayStation 1, not the PS1, which is a remake of the PlayStation 1, but we just called it PlayStation. We didn't figure there was going to be a PS2 and 3 and 4 and where we are right now. But it was on the first PlayStation. And then this was when you actually had the disc. And you actually had to make sure you cleaned it off. You didn't get any scratches on those discs. If you're a gamer, you really know, you know what I'm talking about. If you've been gaming for a while, you couldn't get any scratches on these discs, because when you're trying to play it, the little reader on the inside of the PlayStation, hey, if it couldn't read it, you couldn't play the game. The game would get stuck. And of course, there's different ways that people try to, you know, make it work and stuff, you know, using toothpaste or alcohol or whatever. Damn it, just buy another disc. Just get it over with. But she is from this game. Now, of course, there's other characters in the game, and she's not even the main character. But I chose her because she herself, she's a fighter. Every character, there's about 6 or 7 main characters, and then you have, you know, supporting characters and things of that nature, and she's one of the supporting / main characters. And everyone has their own fighting style and fighting with whatever weapons or accessories, whatever. And I chose her because the main character, his name is Cloud. He has a sword, what is called a Buster Sword. Look it up. It is a huge, the sword is bigger than he is, but somehow he's able to wield it like it was just a butter knife. It's crazy. It's an awesome game, especially if you see the remake and see the updated version of what they were able to do with the characters and make them a little bit more realistic and stuff like that. But anyway, everyone has their own weapons, but those weapons are, you know, basically for that particular player. For instance, her weapon of choice are boxing gloves. She's a fighter. She, like, knows martial arts, and she just has a fighting style. Now, with that being said, she doesn't shoot guns. There's another character that does that. She doesn't have a sword. There's another character that has that. Her experience comes from fighting. So the question, for the most part, you know, for this episode is, you know, what is your battle experience? What is your battle experience like? And are you using it to the best of your abilities? We all have different experiences in life. We all have our ups and downs, possibly more downs than ups. But let's face it, if you focus more on those downs than ups, then you're always going to be looking down, and you're not going to recognize your up moments. You're not going to recognize your incline when things are trending up for you. Think of it like the stock market. If you're focusing on the money that you lost, you're not really thinking far enough ahead to say, you know what, the market is going to bounce back. It's going to be on the upswing. I'm actually going to make money. Just want to give you that little scenario. But anyway, her name is Tifa. As you can see here, her name is Tifa Lockhart. And in this world, which is like Earth, there's, you know, the whole planet is run by a corporation called Shinra. Think of it as Umbrella from the Resident Evil franchise. Just a bunch of bad people in suits. That's all. But they are killing the planet. Basically, the planet has a life force that they're draining in order to, you know, build their weapons or do experiments on animals and turn little cute bunnies into man-eating jackrabbits or whatever. It's in the game. You gotta play the game. You know, EA Sports, it's in the game. Someone should write that down as a jingle. I think it'll work. Anyway, the fact of the matter is, she herself is part of this eco-terrorist group that is fighting against what they're doing. So, it kind of mirrors, you know, life a little bit. You know, the world is going to pot and we're trashing the planet. You have groups out there, maybe not eco-terrorists, but you have those groups that want to advocate for the planet and going green and taking care of the earth and blah, blah, blah. Turns out this group, they, you know, hey, would rather, you know, fight you to save the planet. Hey. Hey, if Captain Planet had five fighters like this instead of teenagers, who knows what he could have done? Anyway. I mean, I like Captain Planet. Who doesn't like a guy with green hair in a mullet? But she's a fighter. She's a boxer. She's not the strongest fighter. She's not the fastest. But she herself, in the game, is a support character for the most part. As you can see, her weapon of choice are gloves. Now, when she's fighting, you know, with any character starting off in the game, you have the bare necessities. I'm not going to sing that. You have the bare necessities, right? She just has what are called bare knuckles. So basically, it's similar to what you see here. She just kind of has these gloves that just kind of covers her knuckles and stuff like that. Kind of like what weightlifters use when they're trying to grip the bar. You know, fingers are out, but there's enough grip and stuff like that around the knuckles, and there's covering there. That's it. But the more battle experience that she gets, and of course you're rewarded each time, the more battle experience that she gets, the more she can purchase and upgrade her armor, her fighting gloves. I believe there's a gloves called, you know, brass knuckles, and then there's one, you know, metal knuckles, you know, and you know, just different types of boxing, you know, accessories that she can use to fight stronger enemies. So basically, her experience helps her to get bigger and better accessories to fight bigger and more, you know, difficult problems. So the more experience that she gets, the more she is adept, we're using our SAT words here, people. I told you, you gotta use them before they expire. She's more adept to fighting and beating stronger enemies. And it's not to say that she's not, you know, capable because she's, you know, a female character. I would rather fight with a female character only because a lot of them are faster and quicker than their male counterparts. And most of the time they have, you know, cooler weapons and stuff like that. But she herself, from, you know, her Wikipedia page here, she's like 5'6", 100 and some odd pounds or whatever. So she's not big by any means. She's not towering over anybody. She's not, you know, overwhelming you with her presence. You wouldn't notice or think that she was a fighter by the way she looks, even though her attire would kind of put you off. You wouldn't think that she was capable of what she's capable of. Right? You wouldn't think that. You would think, oh my gosh, she's just, you know, she's just a friend of the main guy and that's it. But no, she actually fights, and she gets stronger and stronger in the game, and her combos are, you know, get longer and cause more damage. So why did this come to mind? Because we all have battles in our lives. We all have those moments when we're coming up against a foe or a trying time that seems bigger than what we're capable of at that moment. The fact of the matter is we're always being prepared. We're always being groomed for the next battle, for the next fight, for the next, you know, whatever that comes our way. We're always being groomed for that. It's just a matter of whether or not we recognize it and we prepare and we upgrade our accessories to deal with it. If you're not able to, you know, upgrade your mindset, for example, when it comes to dealing with problems, you're always going to look at a problem and think of it in a defeated mindset even before you even get started. And we don't want that. We're on a different path. Remember, this is 2024. We're on a different path. We don't want a repeat of 2023. You know, we don't want to be, you know, losing before we even get into the game. We don't want a loser's mindset. We don't want to, you know, think of, oh my gosh, this may happen, that may happen. Well, guess what? It may snow in the summer. That's not going to keep me from going outside. It's not going to keep me from trying. There's an individual that I listen to and that I watch his YouTube videos and pretty much I want to really, you know, meet this guy, and hopefully maybe one day I even get him on the show. His name is the Wall Street Trapper, and he deals with any and everything Wall Street, and you know, he pretty much kind of gives you the ins and outs of Wall Street and not only how it can work for you, but how you can make it work for you for the short term as well as the long term. And he has this saying, this quote, and hopefully I may be paraphrasing here if I don't get it correctly. He said that just because you don't know how to do something does not mean that you don't do it. Not knowing is not an excuse to not try. I think that's more it. Not knowing how to do something is never an excuse to not try. So if you don't know how to do something, that doesn't mean that you just say, well, I don't know how to do it. Well, you know, it looks too hard. I'm not going to do it. You're already defeating yourself before you even get started. You're looking at your opponent and you're already waving the white flag. You're already throwing in the towel. You're already just tapping out already based off of what you think you don't know, or think that you don't have, or think of being incapable of doing something or accomplishing something. And we have to rise above that. Now, you may say it's easier said than done, and that's true. It's something we have to all work at. We all have to kind of look at ourselves in the mirror each and every day. My sister, she writes affirmations on sticky notes, on post-it notes, and puts it on her mirror. So that way when she wakes up and she goes in the bathroom, she has no choice but to look at one of those as she gets ready to start her day. She has no choice but to do that. And that's just one way for her to say, to not look at the day as, oh, I gotta get up and do this. Oh my gosh. I got to deal with this. Oh, I got to deal with that. Oh, I got to be in this traffic. Oh, I got to do this. When you do something small, it can make such a big impact on your life. It can make a big impact on your day, on your week. Shifting your mindset takes time, but it also takes action. And once you start taking those actions, you'll build up your battle experience or your EXP in gamer terms. You'll build up your EXP to whereas you can equip yourself with stronger resistance, with a stronger mindset. So that way when you're faced with adversity, you're faced with all of these different problems and issues and what am I going to do about this or what am I going to do about that? You'll be stronger to face those and eventually conquer them. But you have to take action. And it only comes with getting that battle experience. every day is a fight. Every day is going to be some sort of a battle or something that you're going to have to deal with or go through and kind of fight through. And sometimes it may take longer than expected. Trust me, the game itself is about, I mean, if you were to play it all the way through, it's like 40, 50 hours, if that. You know, because some of the battles are longer, you know. You got to run around and find stuff and do this and do that. You got side missions and all that sort of stuff. But even though you may be doing a side mission or you may be doing something that may not get you straight to your goal, you're still heading towards your goal. You may just be taking a little detour, a little pit stop here and there. But as long as you keep moving, as long as you keep taking action, you'll build up that battle experience. You may be able to encourage someone else one day and say, look, sometimes you're going to have to take those lumps. You're going to have to look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? I am equipped for this. It is a marathon that we're running and not a sprint. So continue to build that battle experience. Continue to build each other up. Definitely encourage someone today. Tell them that they matter, that they have value. And as always, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, The Real Cypher TV on YouTube. Drop a mic on that like button. Subscribe. Continue to download wherever podcasts are listened to. Share the podcast as well. And as always, before you love anyone else, you must first love yourself. And I am out this thing, the Bronx Dawn, Cypher.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
to me, MC, me through the crowd.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is